Good day, young lady.
Good day, Mr. Wolf.
This is the Composer's Datebook for November 5th. I'm John Zeck. Into the Woods, a musical by Stephen Sondheim and James Lapine, opened on Broadway at the Martin Beck Theater on today's date in 1987. Several fairy tale planets came into alignment in this show: Jack and the Beanstalk, Little Red Riding Hood, Cinderella, and not one, but two Prince Charmings. But in Lapine and Sondheim's fairy tale, bad things do happen to mostly good people, and they make some morally questionable decisions in their quest to live happily ever after. In a New York Times preview, Sondheim said, "All fairy tales are parables about steps to maturity. The final step is when you become responsible for the people around you, when you feel connected to the rest of the world."
Take your time.
Mama said straight ahead, not to delay, you'll be misled.
But slow, little girl, hark and hush, the birds are singing.
The Times review after the show's debut was mixed, noting that this fairy tale quest was the same painful existential one taken by so many adults in Sondheim musicals past. Reviews acknowledged that this was potent stuff, but there was simply too much of it, with a complicated story keeping Sondheim's lyrical gift from really taking off on its own. The same complaints resurfaced when the musical was revived on Broadway in 2002. But even so, in the intervening 15 years, Into the Woods had gone on to become one of the most performed of all Sondheim musicals.
Goodbye, Mr. Wolf.
Goodbye, little girl.
Composer's Datebook is a production of APM, American Public Media, and the American Composers Forum, reminding you that all music was once new.